Craig from Minnesota saying, "I do not believe that the president can effectively campaign and win against Donald Trump." More lawmakers could soon join the chorus. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is planning to hold a meeting with Democratic leaders in the House this afternoon.
The president campaigning in Pennsylvania today, where he's set to join the governor and both of the state's U.S. senators. A record-setting heat wave continues to spread across the West as a series of wildfires burn. The Lake Fire, Santa Barbara County, has now burned more than 12,000 acres. In France, voting underway for the second round of high-stakes legislative elections that have already seen the largest gains ever for the country's far-right National Rally Party. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You may be seeing the messaging that the November election isn't just about the presidency. As Mike Moen reports, more engagement groups are trying to get people to understand the importance of the Supreme Court.
Last year, Wisconsin voters were inundated with campaign ads for candidates in the high-profile state Supreme Court race. With the nation's high court under scrutiny, the group Stand Up America is educating voters with ad campaigns in battleground states about court dynamics and what lies ahead. The group, Sarah Harris says, as you prepare to vote on who will have a say in nominating future justices, it's important to not just think about immediate fallouts.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Beyond controversial opinions from the last couple of years, the Supreme Court has been caught up in an ethics scandal. Harris says the court hasn't shown an ability to police itself.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if and when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, ethical issues continue to happen.
Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas defended himself after investigative reporters with ProPublica revealed he was often treated to expensive vacations paid for by Republican donors. Thomas says he didn't disclose them because the donors are close friends, but some legal experts take issue with that explanation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wrap it up in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers in a final game of their three-game series today. The Dodgers, winners again last night, 5-3. Shohei Ohtani breaking out of a 1-for-12 slump. He got on base five times Saturday night. 5-for-5 with a home run, a triple. He walked twice, and he got hit by a pitch. Ohtani also had a stolen base and two runs batted in. The Brewers trying to avoid a sweep, losing their fourth game in a row, which would be their longest losing streak so far this season. The trade deadline for Major League Baseball is coming up later this month, July 30th. And a column this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, don't be surprised if the Brewers put shortstop Willy Adames on the trading block. He's 28 years old, at the peak of his career, and will be at the end of his contract this year, where he's expected to get a huge payday next year as a free agent. It might be a way for the Brewers to get more pitching help this season, although Adames is a very popular, well-liked teammate inside that Brewers clubhouse. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine and a chance of showers and storms out there. South winds and highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, more showers and storms to contend with. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower to middle 60s. Right now, it's 64.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select a new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end autopay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the star. We're on the air till high noon central here at WRJ.
Polo Grounds was a stadium, primarily a baseball stadium, at the top of Manhattan. It was full of heroes and legends. My name is Pete Hamill. I'm a writer. It was ugly as a baseball field. The shape of it was wrong. The left field line, right field line were each like 250 feet or something. You felt you could run out there and whack the umpire and run back in the stands before the cops could get there. But I always had the feeling when I was young that I was visiting a church.
It was our church. It was our heaven. It was everything.
Say fall. Autumn is their favorite season. Well, that's your choice, of course. Thing is, though, why are all the summer songs, well, most of them anyway, so darn happy? While the songs of autumn, well, here's a summer song that's not happy at all. It's our torch hour on the music of the stars. Joe Raposo wrote this. Joe Raposo, who wrote music for Sesame Street, gives us this about the Polo Grounds and Francis Albert Sinatra.
used to be a ballpark where the field was warm and green and the people played their crazy game with a joy I'd never seen. And the air was such a wonder from the hot dogs and the beer. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here. And there used to be rock candy and a great big 4th of July with the fireworks exploding all across the summer sky, and the people watched in wonder how they'd laugh and how they'd cheer. And there used to be a ballpark right here. Now the children try to find it, and they can't believe their eyes, 'cause the old team just isn't playing, and the new team hardly tries, and the sky has got so cloudy. When it used to be so clear, and the summer went so quickly this year. Yes, there used to be a ballpark right here.
Did you catch that last note? That's Gordon Jenkins' signature. Catches her by surprise. Joe Raposo. That line, oh boy, the summer went so quickly this year. Take your time. Only one summer per customer. Don't let it slip away before you know it. Need I continue? July days when a cool wind comes down on you in the evening and says, hi, remember me? The music of the stars. Some people think that tune was written about Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. No, it was actually Joe Raposo was thinking of the Polo Grounds. Stay on the music of the star. The stars, the sun, the moon.
You left today and you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why I'm standing now where you made your vow. So blue for you, I could cry. I could die. Leaves come tumbling down round my head. Some of them are brown, some are red. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above in the trees, they were so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded summer love. I'm like the poor leaves that swayed with the breeze. I thought that life was sweet. You are the sweet breeze that tried hard to please, then swept me off of my feet. Summer morning dew turns to frost. Leaves that once were new pay the cost. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded song.
Torme, the music of the stars. Doris Day with a great album here, the Love album. Everybody thinks, oh, that cheery Doris, she can never sing a torch song. Oh, yeah. She did a great picture with Francis Albert. 1954, one of my favorites. In fact, I think I'll feature some of that. What do you say? Mel Torme, 1960. Mel was actually from Chicago. And he did some great stuff with the Meltones, his own organization.
Are you tired of summer nights in Maine? Do you yawn when they speak of sunny Spain? Could you live without ever seeing old Rangoon? Then come with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Have you had enough of London fog, New York snow and California smog? Would you say arrivederci to Rome in June? Then fly with me and let's go swinging on the moon. Let's have a honeymoon on the moon, honey. Far from the bustle of the crowd,
And if your mother asks why the moon, honey, just tell her your feller has gone interstellar. Grab your hat and we'll head up in the blue, in a little rocket built for two. Baby, we're gonna blast off, and before we're through, we'll leave the cares that we know on terra firma below, while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Let's have a holiday on the moon, honey, far from that noisy earth below. And if your folks ask about our house, honey, tell Mater and Pater we live in a crater. We're really gonna enjoy a life of ease, living on moonlight cocktails and green cheese. Mr. and Mrs. Space Commuter, if you please, and in a few years we might produce our own satellite while we go singing and swinging on the moon. Swinging on the moon, moonlight cocktail, I wished on the moon. Sweet moon song, how high the moon, don't let that moon get away. Blue moon, velvet moon, no moon at all, moonlight in Vermont. Oh, you crazy moon, the moon was yellow. We're singing and swinging, we're singing and a swinging and a swinging on the moon.
Mel Torme wrote that, lyricist as well. Here's the Jackie Gleason Orchestra. Gleason. Martha Tilton. 1942.
All around my pillow.
bright sand. Ta-da! The silver waves were rolling,
and in the distance a tangle started.
Floated like a feather. And summer hearted, we never once questioned whether our night of love together would ever die.
Ooh, my waves rolling.
Martha Tilton. MarthaTilton.com for more. Johnny Mercer wrote that. Chummy McGrainer wrote the music itself. Chummy was Glenn Miller's pianist. He was played in the Glenn Miller story by Henry Morgan of MASH fame. May 1942, May of that year. Martha Tilton Brooks. Jackie Gleason wrote a lot of music. Well, he didn't really write it. He dictated it to stenographer, because Jackie couldn't read or write music. But boy, could he compose. And he wrote something called Tawny. We'll have that in just a bit. He would say, maybe you've seen her walking down the street or sitting there alone at the end of the bar. Maybe your eyes have met for a fleeting, tantalizing moment. Tawny, maybe she's even the girl next door, but whoever she is, you just know that the sight of her is experience, an emotional one. And Jackie Gleason visualized Tawny as a girl of changing moods. He produced it for television. It's got four parts: the girl, the boy, the dance, and the affair. We'll be right back. featuring Bobby Hackett.
Obsession. passion, for you are my magnificent obsession. You're my magnificent obsession.
Of the star. Four Lads, 1958. Picture with Jane Wyman and Rock Hudson. Douglas Sirk directed movie. The music of the star. Summertime's in the city. People are getting geared up for another edition of Salmonorama. Racine's Lakefront starts July 12th, runs all the way through the 21st. It's the half-century anniversary. 50 years with food trucks and raffles, and of course, salmon. Get all the details, salmonorama.com. Jackie Gleason's Tawny. Guy de Maupassant, a great French writer, once said of a woman, she fills you to the marrow. That's Tawny. It's a radio ballet later on television. Jackie knew how to write this stuff. Of the Stars began on the Civic Media Radio Network November the 5th of last year, and we're on till high noon every Sunday. Back to Jackie now. The girl, the boy.
Thank you.
Jackie Gleason. The boy. And the boy in this case is Seth MacFarlane.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, the music and
Jackie Gleason, the story of Tawny. Gleason. Jackie Gleason conducts Tawny. Here's Julie London.
So I walk a little too fast, and I drive a little too fast, and I'm reckless, it's true, but what else can you do at the end of a love affair? So I talk a little too much, and I laugh a little too much, and my voice is too loud when I'm out in the crowd, so that people are apt to stare. Do they know, do they care that it's only that I'm lonely and low as can be? And the smile on my face isn't really a smile at all. So I smoke a little too much, and I joke a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blare. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking his place. But what else can you do at the end of a love affair?
King's Orchestra and Julie London. Here's Doris again.
You left today and you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why I'm standing now where you made your vow. So blue for you, I could cry, I could die. Leaves come tumbling down round my head. Some of them are brown, some red. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above, so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded. That swayed with the breeze.
The music of the stars. Jackie Gleason's Tawny, conducted by the great one himself. Now look at news and weather. The music of...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.